At the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, administrative services contracts can be extremely large. To maintain competition and to avoid the risk of relying on one contractor, the agency tends to award multiple contracts. But one company protested because it wanted the whole thing. Here with details of that case, procurement attorney Joseph Petrillo of Petrillo & Powell. And Joe, this one is unusual because the contractor was competing for billions of dollars worth of business, but apparently it wasn't enough. Tell us more about this case.
Well, this case involves the Medicare services contractors. These are folks who provide claims processing services for Medicare. And as you know, that's a huge program, and the contracts are very large. The smallest of these contracts processes over 10 million claims a year and makes $15 billion in payments annually, allocates those to providers. CMS has divided the country into 12 regions to organize its program, and each one has a single contractor handling these claims processing services. So National Government Services had a couple of these contracts, and it was competing for several of them. And the one that's involved in the protest is the region comprised of Indiana and Michigan. And the problem National Government Services had was that the solicitation had a limit on how much of the total Medicare services market a contractor could provide. In fact, there were two limits. One was that a single company couldn't do more than 26% of the total market, and an affiliated group of companies had a 40% cap.
The 26 and 40% limits applied to the whole country or for within that region?
For the whole country. So you could have several regional contracts, but when your regional contracts would exceed those limits, you couldn't get that additional regional contract. So since they were about ready to hit the limit, if they won one more contract, they'd be at the limit and they couldn't win two contracts. They started to protest these caps. The allegation was that the protests were unduly restrictive of competition and therefore violated law. And they went to GAO and brought their protest.
That's kind of a strange premise, because if the agency is trying to maintain multiple contractors, the fact that it would prevent a single one from having a monopoly, that seems like that's the side that is keeping things competitive.
Well, yeah, that is exactly the question. What is the interplay here? And is this limitation you can restrict competition, but what's an undue restriction of competition? And that's a question of facts and circumstances. Here, the protester alleged that not only did this prevent them from competing for multiple CMS contracts, they couldn't get more than 26% or 40% if they were an affiliated company. But they also objected, first of all, that the limit was arbitrary. You could justify any limit. And secondly, they were not a group of affiliated companies, so the 40% limit kind of discriminated against them. They couldn't take advantage of it. CMS came in with their defense, and as you suggested, one of the issues they had was they were trying to maintain a dynamic marketplace, and if a single player gets too much of that, you're not going to have that. In addition, though, they wanted to maintain business continuity, so they did want to have companies that were able to handle more than one region, and they just didn't want them to dominate the marketplace. One of the other issues that the agency talked about was mitigating its risk by addressing threats and mitigating threats. There were external threats they were concerned about, such as natural disasters or cyber threats. And then there were what they refer to as internal threats, such as integrity type issues. And they've had problems in the past with contractors who ran into integrity issues and were doing improper things, and that was a threat that they were also concerned about. Entry into the marketplace is difficult. These are big contracts. You don't just start them up without a significant investment. And they were worried that a dominant player could exert too much leverage over CMS.
We're speaking with procurement attorney Joseph Petrillo of Petrillo and Powell. And just quickly, the 26% and 40%, why those numbers do you suppose that CMS picked as the limits?
Well, they were able to justify the 26% limit because it amounted to restricting a single contractor to either two large contracts or three smaller ones. And given the, you know, in fact that there were 12 contracts out there, some large, some small, it made sense to keep that limit so that you had enough players to maintain a significant marketplace. Now, the issue is, what about the 40% for an affiliated group? Because an affiliated group obviously isn't going to provide the same level of competition as independent companies. And there, CMS said, well, you know, we're talking about the way companies are affected by different threats. An affiliated group of companies might weather a single issue like a natural disaster better, and it wouldn't affect the company necessarily, the entire company at the same time. So we think it's appropriate to have a higher limit for affiliated groups. And GAO bought those justifications. They said that those were reasonable, therefore, this was not unduly restrictive of competition.
Yeah, so GAO denied the protest.
Yes. And this, you know, shows that an agency trying to organize a large program like this has a certain amount of flexibility in how it structures its contracts and how it puts them together and can justify specifications and limits that are restrictive of competition as long as it has a reasonable basis for doing so, you know, given its program goals.
I guess if it had one single contractor do all of it, for example, then the continuity of operations would be very fragile if something happened to that company. And we've seen that with large contractors in the security clearance arena. And also, it could have systemic fraud that the agency might never be aware of. That's one extreme. I guess at the other extreme, if you had 1,000 contractors doing this, there'd be no economies of scale.
Absolutely. You've got to make your contracts large enough so that you've got a good economic quantity, and you're not going to overly pay for startup costs and fixed costs that you would if you don't have a significantly large volume of business. On the other hand, relying on a single company is both risky and, you know, provides no particular price pressure on that company to improve its efficiency and the quality of what it's providing.
Do we know whether the companies are paid on a fixed fee per transaction, or do they get a percentage based on the size of the transactions?
Well, these are cost plus contracts. So the companies don't necessarily have a financial incentive to push the money through quickly or push a lot of money through, which might happen in a percentage situation. I suppose it's considered too risky to do it on a per claim basis, but they're cost plus contracts, and each of these contractors is going to get its cost reimbursed plus, of course, a fee.
Sounds like CMS really has a good basic design for this.
Well, as far as I know, the program is working reasonably well. It seems to be stable.
Yeah, well, I guess there's no one single way to do this best, but it seems like CMS, in limiting the number but having relatively few for all of this massive billing. I mean, $1 trillion a year goes through Medicare and Medicaid combined. This is only Medicare.
This is only Medicare, yes. But there's still large numbers at play here.
Joe Petrillo is a procurement attorney with Petrillo and Powell. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.